Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Madnin!
Welcome to the India Explained podcast, recorded in London and San Francisco. One take, unscripted, no rehearsal. Hey Bunty, what's up?
Everything's spiffing, Rohit. Everything's spiffing. I had a good week. How are things with you?
Oh, excellent. Just was laid low for a couple of days with some a minor viral bug that's been doing the rounds, change of season and all. But yeah, just part and parcel of things, bouncing back now. And I've just been sort of very intrigued by this story about, some tension between a sitting bench of Supreme Court judges and a High Court judge, where the judges have been firing salvos at each other. I think they've declared each other mentally incompetent. I believe the Supreme Court has ordered the High Court judge arrested. So we actually have... someone, Ayush Soni, who we will be featuring on the show occasionally, who's very kindly volunteered to give us a brief one-minute description of what went down. So let's hear that and then we can take it from there.
So recently, India's Supreme Court ordered that C.S. Karnan, a sitting judge of the Calcutta High Court, be sentenced to 6 months in jail. More worryingly, it ordered the media to not report any pronouncements and statements by the judge. This is unprecedented because it's the first time in the history of independent India that a sitting judge of the High Court has been sent to jail. What is also worrying for me as a media professional is that whenever our freedom to write, speak or publish what we feel like is under threat, we turn to the courts to protect those freedoms. But now, with this latest order, the court itself has curtailed that freedom. And this is a very, very worrying and sad precedent that the court has set.
See, first of all, thanks for Ayush for kind of volunteering and throwing this clip in our direction. He draws attention to something that's really interesting for him as a practicing journalist because it questions his freedom. But I think the angle that I was interested in, not being a professional journalist or associated with the trade, is the kind of school ground behavior that the highest authority in the land, the courts, have resorted to. When it's not a good sign when the legislative resorts to name calling for whatever reason, right? It doesn't look nice. It looks bad. It's like I was thinking of school ground jokes where one kid would say, you are a monkey. So the other kid will say, your father is a monkey. Your mother and father is a monkey. You are all monkeys. The whole monkeyness would escalate. And I think my sense is this whole monkey-bazi has happened with the judiciary. It's unfortunate. Now, I do not know, Rohit, enough about if there's substantive ground for, judges to be calling names at each other. I know in the U.S., when judicial appointments get made, it's like a massive tamasha. If a person is vegetarian, then he's left wing. If he's eating pork, then he's not Jewish. Lots of angles come in, on the Supreme Court bench. In the UK, selection of Supreme Court judges is much more like, hidden, and it's like secret handshake type thing. I haven't picked up a transparency around it. So my points are about, the judiciary squabbling in public is never a good thing.
Right.
But I do not know the comment that Ayush makes very validly about what it means for press freedom. Maybe that's something that you could pick up on.
Right, absolutely. And before getting to that, I just want to throw in a couple of other points. One is that Justice Karnan apparently has a history of controversy. Also, he said that he has been targeted because he's a Dalit. So there is an issue of discrimination that's been raised here as well. Now, I fully agree with you that, the Supreme Court, they set the guidelines for how the parameters that guide social behavior and norms, as it were. So if they are squabbling in this juvenile and petty manner, it really doesn't augur very well. But yes, the point about press freedom is very worrying, because as Ayush says, we turn to the courts to protect our particular press freedoms. And what is happening here is that, they are using the same kind of logic that political parties use. They're using the same kind of logic that corporate houses use. They're also using, very worryingly, the same kind of logic that, I'd say, ultra-nationalists and jingoists use when they don't want things out in, clear sunlight, which is that, ye ghar ki baat hai, ye andar ka mamla hai. This is an internal affair. And you would be undermining the institution, or you would be weakening something very fundamental to the nation if you were to discuss it. Now, this is the argument that, whether it's religious institutions, religious authorities, whether it's Hinduism, Islam, Sikhism use against people who point to problematic practices within the tradition. This is an argument that, hyper-nationalists use when someone criticizes the army on valid grounds, or increasingly when someone criticizes, Narendra Modi or the BJP. So I think Ayush has really hit the nail on the head, so to speak. And I really wish that the Supreme Court justices had thought through the implications of what they're saying before making these statements. My sense is that, nobody comes out a winner here, but it's not just Karnan who is, on some kind of scorched earth mission, but it's the Supreme Court justices who also seem to be quite defensive and worried that some of the things he says may not reflect very well on them personally.
Okay, let's riff on to the dropping standards in public life, right? Because I think this gives us a legitimate segue into talking about that.
Right.
So increasingly we are in an India where people are getting drawn out of cars and by lanes and beaten up for their faith or transporting animals. So that is happening at the lowest level, right?
Right.
Dalits are being beaten up, etc., right? Go a step up in popular discourse in media. We know that there are certain styles of journalism that are finding are very popular, which are basically hectoring, bullying, almost borderline threatening journalism. So you take the stuff on the ground in terms of, these random acts of public violence, intolerance against women, how journalism and journalistic queries are being framed. And then we open up another vista, which is legal, how the people who are the law keepers of the land start name calling. I've always found it suspicious when people, no matter how sane, who are appointed to, judicial authority, when they wade into public life uncalled for, this is a guy called Justice Katju. Maybe I'm mispronouncing his name.
No, you're not. He is Katju.
So he has this tendency of coming in and, whether it's hot air balloons, Dalmuri, everything he has to have an angle on, right? Mm-hmm. He belittles the the stature of the office. Now, he wants to be a populist Judge Dredd type figure. That's fine. This name-calling business, I don't know. The one anecdote I wanted to throw into all of this is, in my family, there was a guy who was a Supreme Court judge. I was kind of in class 4 or 5. And I remember my father told me that this guy was, he knew everything. He was a very wise man. And he had sent people to death, right? Because, that's part of his job. So I thought that, this guy will know everything. So I think when I went up to him, he gave me a chocolate, because that was a done thing when you come. So I said, thank you. And then I asked him, can I ask you a question? He said, yeah, sure. Go on. What is the question? I said, who is better, Mandrake or Phantom, or something like that, right? And the lowness was, he couldn't. He said, I do not know. I am not familiar with Mandrake or Phantom. But explained, and he asked me, what is it? I said, two comic characters. He said, I can't give you. But I think the grin that if Katju was asked that same question, he would have taken a side. He's a Mandrake or Phantom. He would have gone with it, run with the narrative, cited his personal experience. So I think there is something going on in Indian public life, which is very different. And I'm not going to say it's good or bad. Actually, I am going to say it actually is bad.
Right.
Sometimes we feel that, we are observing things. But on this one, I'd say this is really low for somebody to be name-calling a fellow member of the bench.
Right.
So good call on Ayush for spotting this. Press freedoms, you know, that's being questioned at very many different angles, and perhaps that's a separate story.
Right. Yeah, I think, you know, there's many different cans of worms that you've opened here. Justice Kadju deserves an episode of his own. So, you know, perhaps it's an idea that we do these specials on, you know, India's most interesting characters. And we can inaugurate that series with Justice Kadju. What I will just say, and I think we are, you know, close to time, so we'll perhaps wrap this up, running with the legal metaphor, I'll say that in general, in a democracy, no one, and that includes the head of state, you know, the prime minister or president, as it would be, de facto head of state, or Supreme Court justices, or politicians, or business persons. No one should be allowed to be their own judge, jury, prosecutor, and defendant, right? Everyone needs to be accountable to someone. And I think one of the problems with our system is that you really can't do much about justices. I know that Justice Kadju had made some remarks that were very controversial about Gandhi. Now, they didn't, again, deserve censure, but, you know, there was some kind of statement against him in Parliament and so on. I think there were also calls to arrest him. And he said that as a former judge of the Supreme Court, you can't arrest me. Either, you know, Parliament will need to pass a different law, so go ahead and do it. He called their bluff, as it were. So I think this is a question of accountability. So maybe on that note, we'll end. And, yeah, let's pick this up again in a little bit on another topic.
All right. Take care, Rohit. Bye-bye.
Take care, Bhante. Bye.
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.